from recruiting and consulting firm RyderFlex. I'm your host, Steve Urban, and here is your RyderFlex episode of the day. And on today's RyderFlex podcast, now that I'm over 50 years old, you know, I get these articles sent to my phone automatically, how to interview for a job if you're over 50, how to land a job at 55 plus, how to interview well if you're 60 years or older, etc., etc. I'm getting this stuff all the time on a regular basis, probably because of my age and because I'm in the business, right? RyderFlex is a recruiting and consulting firm, so we interview people for a living, and that's why I'm probably getting these articles shoved, you know, my direction. It's interesting as I read through them, you know, all the tips these articles are providing for older or more senior level professionals to get a job and, you know, get noticed and how to get through age discrimination, etc. Well, here's my number one tip for you. If you're the age of 50 years or older, do this. Start now with your networking, even if you're currently employed. Even if you have a very stable job and you've been there for 15, 20 years, network right now. Make sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date. It's got a great photo. It's got all of your you know, experiences and your rewards and accomplishments listed properly. And make sure you're active. Make sure you're connecting with people. Make sure you're sharing and liking articles. Make sure you're being seen and you're making connections. The biggest mistake I see people make that are 50 years or older is they're not networking. They've been in the same job for a long time, so they think they're super secure. And then guess what? They wake up at 54 years old, they get laid off, and they're like, oh, shit, okay, what do I do now? I guess I better look for a job. Meanwhile, they've done nothing the last 10 years to work the network, right? They've done nothing to market themselves or build relationships. That is so important. Don't, if you're listening to this episode of the RyderFlex podcast and you're, you know, 50 years of age or older and you're not networking and marketing yourself on a regular basis, I'm telling you, you're putting yourself at risk, because you could end up being that middle-aged 50-year-old or 60-year-old and getting laid off, and then you haven't done anything to prepare. So please, look at your LinkedIn profile, look at your resume, update them on a regular basis, stay engaged in social media, as painful as it might be for some of us older folks, stay engaged, network, build relationships, always be ready, because we all know, and if you are 50 years of age or older, you all know you get the jobs based on who you know, right? It's all about who you know. It's all about the relationships. So build the relationships now before it's too late and you get laid off and you have no connections and you don't have anybody to call. And there is your RyderFlex tip of the day. The RyderFlex podcast features entrepreneurs, business executives, and the stories behind how they got there, as well as daily tips on career advice and job interviews. Our show can be heard just about anywhere these days, but you can visit RyderFlex.com and click on the podcast page to hear all the previous episodes and learn more about the recruiting and consulting services we provide. Contact us at the email address info@RyderFlex.com or 888-964-5876. Thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoy our show, please be sure to subscribe to our channel and like the episodes.